clouds inside my sleep. Sometimes if they are fake, but they still dig deep. And when I follow them to the back of my mind, I find that I've gone too far this time. Too far this time.
Take two. Here we go.
Let's try this again.
Yeah, I had some internet issues. I don't know what happened. If you can hear us and you're watching, please just comment and be like, all good. That would be super helpful. When you're a one-man band, you know, it's hard to play the guitar and the drum at the same time, you know?
It definitely is.
So we are here. We're back live. Interviews with Everyday People, episode 111. Isn't that like a lucky thing, 111?
No.
No?
No.
It just sounds cool, right? I want to thank our sponsors, Avedon Tattoo Studio, a unique professional experience nestled in the small town of Pine Grove, Pennsylvania. They provide high-quality tattoos and piercings in a relaxed and professional sterile environment. You can check out their links below. If you go to their Instagram, all of their tattoos are, our tattoo artists are hyperlinked, so you can go to their page, see everything they've done, find out what style's for you, contact them, and really go from there. Really cool people. We also want to thank our Patreon subscribers. Patreon has changed a little bit. We don't do the bonus content because time permitting has been really hard. You know, we just killed two shows, murdered them, and we're trying to build our way back up. It's tough with the work schedule, but we want to thank Tommy B, the Tree of Life Metaphysical Shop, Brad Zalonis, Hyreth in Other Words Podcast, Jay and Austin Blackwell. You know, for a dollar or $5 gets you a shout out. And we are looking to do some stuff in the future. I think what we're going to start doing possibly next month is just going to randomly pick a name from the Patreon and send them a free merch, like a t-shirt or a sticker or something
free
fun.
Merch is always good.
Yeah, so we'll do that. So if you want to subscribe to the Patreon, that's good. What we're going to start doing is kind of giving away a piece of free swag every month if you're a subscriber. I'm just trying to find something to do rather than just general support, but anything helps. If you don't support that way, you don't have to. It's not super important. A like, a share, comment, anything, any engagement, just let people know we exist is super, super helpful. We're going to learn about a local business here in the area that possibly a lot of people know about, but they don't know about the future of this business and everything that's going to be coming. So we're going to learn about that. So you introduce yourself. Tell the people who you are.
Well, I'm Jackie Engel. I'm the executive director at the Walk-In Art Center in Schuylkill Haven. I moved here in February of last year to take this job. And literally 5 weeks after that, the entire world shut down. So it's been a really interesting year. Throughout the year, we were able to have a few events, like when they're looked like it was like the cases were going down and things opened up briefly, and then they shut down again.
It
was this ongoing thing, and we kind of played everything by ear. It's like, you know, 2 weeks before something, we're like, yes, we're go. Let's rush. Let's do it. Let's get it done. So we had a couple exhibitions. We had a Hope and Healing exhibition back in the summer, which was like we wanted people to share how they used the arts to get through the pandemic like the real hardcore shutdown, like that first, you know, 2 months that we were all kind of locked in our houses. So, you know, we encouraged people to use art to help them to deal with everything that was going on, and then asked them to bring their things in. And we had this exhibition in the summer, which was a lot of fun. Then in September, we did open up and we did our first cornhole tournament. So part of my mission there, like when I got here, is to kind of do some of the things that they've always done at the Walk-In Art Center, but then turn them up to 11. And then start a couple new things, but figure out ways to like incorporate visual arts into other things. So we did this cornhole tournament in September last year. And we had enough teams to do like a whole bracket. So it was just like March Madness. We called it Fall Madness. And I just said a trademarked thing. So anyway, that big thing that happened.
Drinking water of my red cat glass.
Anyway, so we had it. But then we had the boards built, and then the artists actually decorated them. Like they painted the scenes on them. And then we put them up for auction and people bid on them. And we had all but one set of eight actually got auctioned off, which was kind of cool. So I'm trying to incorporate art into just everyday things and maybe get people to the walk-in that aren't normally maybe artsy people.
Yeah.
So we thought like the cornhole guys, you know, like, so we actually touched base with this one cornhole tournament group that they found out of it too late and they couldn't make it. But it's funny how many people like didn't even know about the Walk-In Art Center. They don't know what goes on there. And in truth, our building, we're working on that. We're going to like spruce up the outside so it looks a little bit more like an art center, because we are located in the old Walk-In Shoe Factory, mm-hmm. which is on the corner of Columbia Street and Parkway in downtown in Schuylkill Haven. So I want to make it look a little more like an artsy kind of place. So we're looking for those kind of changes. But we had a holiday market, and we are now open, and we've had a big rock concert outside, which is a lot of fun. We did a Led Zeppelin tribute concert, which was a lot of fun.
We've seen the pictures of that, and boy, is there a lot of possibilities with that.
There is, that yeah. We actually were supposed to have a big fundraiser on that particular day, but it was an indoor thing, and we still weren't allowed to have that many people, so we had to cancel that fundraiser. So I found myself with this date of May 15th, and I looked out the window of my office, and our parking lot that's in the center of our building, our building's kind of U-shaped. So the parking lot in there is actually two tiers. There's this upper part, and then 5 feet below is this much larger parking lot. And I looked at that, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that is a stage. And this is, like, the perfect acoustical shell. Like, we need to do concerts here. So I got permission to take the fence down temporarily that separated the two parking lots. And it really was. It's this awesome space. And the people that came here, they're like, oh, my gosh, like, we never thought
to
do this here, but this is like the perfect place. So it was a bring your own lawn chair concert. We had some beer that was sponsored by Yingling. We had some food trucks, and it was just like this amazing night, and we couldn't have better weather too. So that's the only thing that would have screwed the whole thing up.
Yeah.
And like, you pray for good weather.
You had the food trucks. So I mean, just look at the photos of it. It's a top tier parking lot, and then like it just makes a perfect stage, and then a huge spot where people can just like dance or bring chairs and set up their own little spots. If they want to social distance, they can. And then you could put the food trucks out there. There was, you know, outdoor porta potties. Like it was a nice setup, and looking at it, it's like, boy, you can do a lot of fun things with that little space out there.
Yeah, and that really led, like, I did a survey after the concert was over to see what people thought of the venue, see what they thought of the group, and a lot of people said, yay, we should do more concerts here, this is a really good thing. So next year we're actually planning a full like one concert a month from May to September, and I hope to hit a bunch of different genres, like maybe bring in a country band, maybe have like the Anthracite Philharmonic come and do some sort of more of a classical kind of thing. So we're going to mix it up. So there'll be concerts all next year. And it is. It's just like the perfect space. And there really isn't like a big, I mean, you could go to the fairgrounds, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've not actually been there because I'm new. But there really aren't any other like places to do like those like big kind of things.
People in this area will always say there's nothing to do. There's nothing to do. And then someone puts the work in to give people something to do. And the people who do come out and support are like, man, this is great. Right. But the challenge is letting everyone else know that there are people out there who are willing to do cool things in the area. So I personally love that. I love when places are trying to give people an opportunity to play music and do this. Mm-hmm. I think last year, the only thing we really had was outside with the Yingling Mansion. They were doing the School County of Arts was doing the music at the mansion.
Which is awesome.
That was great. It was really fun. And you know what the most drawing show was the entire time? Heavy Metal Night. The heavy metal bands.
That's fun.
It was dark. It was cold. It was rainy. It was miserable. And there was more people for Heavy Metal Night than any other show the entire time.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Something to think about. A little bit of a heavy metal crowd in School County. They like it.
I assume so. Actually, when I called this particular group, they had just done this Eagles concert. Because they kind of take a different group and they deep dive every 2 months. And they do, like, they learn all the music and all the styles of that particular group.
What is the name of this group?
This group was called the Uptown Music Collective. And they're from the Williamsport area, which is where I'm from. I moved down here last year, I said, from Williamsport. I used to teach voice and piano at the school. So when I had this day open, I was like, you know, we got to bring them down here. Like, the rest of the world needs to see how amazing this is. So they had just done this Eagles concert. So I called up Willie, the guy in charge, and I said, how much would it, you know, how much is it going to cost me to bring the Eagles concert? And he's like, but in May, they'll have already just done this Led Zeppelin concert. I'm like, oh, no. Like, Led Zeppelin,
sorry, I think, Eagles.
Would totally go over well here in Schuylkill County. So, and I know that there are, you know, other Led Zeppelin tributes, like Get the Lead Out, is really big around here. And actually, a lot of people that came thought that's what they were going to see, and then were like blown away by the show. Like, they had no idea. And the cool part is, like, you know, those shows, those groups, they do that music 24/7. That's all they do, and they're awesome at it. But this group, like, they do, like, right now they're doing a Women of R&B concert in Williamsport that they'll sell 2,000 tickets to.
And like, this is kind of like a School of Rock type thing, where it's all underage kids, like up and coming musicians.
School of Rock, yeah. And it's funny too, because last year, like this time, I specifically did not market it. I didn't tell. I just said it's a 20-member group from the Williamsport area, and I didn't say that they were high school kids, because like people are like, I'm not gonna pay money to see like
high school kids play Led Zeppelin. Right? Yeah.
But people like stood in awe. Like I have pictures of people going, like, oh my gosh, they're like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And they really were. So they'll be back, but we're actually looking to do a whole bunch of other things, and we want to get some other local bands.
I do like the fact that you brought a piece of your home, like a piece of where you're from and the things you like, to Schuylkill County, and just kind of bringing that wealth and that camaraderie and bringing new things to the area for people to experience. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I actually had a moment of doubt, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah?
It's like when you come from an area where they're awesome, they're very well known in Williamsport, they sell out all the time, they big crowds. And I work there, obviously. I'm biased. I think they're amazing and stuff. But then I thought, oh my gosh, like, what if I bring them down here and they're
bomb.
Just okay? Like, what if people are like, yeah, they're all right. You know, they're not that great. But that's not the reaction at all.
Yeah.
So I was ecstatic. I had that moment of doubt.
I had that exact feeling. I booked my buddy's band. He's like my little brother. And they're an all-black band from the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton area. And I had them come play in Schuylkill County, which... Not many all black musicians come in their area, and when people are like, oh, okay, they're going to do like R&B and hip hop. And the first song out, girl comes out, lead singer, long dreads, and the first song she sings is like Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit. And everyone's like, what is happening? And they did like a whole punk rock set list and like played Paramore and all these songs. And by the end of the night, everyone's like, can you just like move here? Like, can you just play here all the time? Because they're called the Contact Collective. So it is cool to bring outside people to the area and give people a mix up of different types of music and people and culture and just really spice things up in the area.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of groups. I've heard a lot of people make suggestions to me now that we're thinking about doing this thing. And I know there's a lot of really good groups in an area that I really want to get involved and just get people down there. So we're going to figure out how to make that happen.
Yeah, I definitely know a lot of different musicians in the area that would love to come a partner. Oh, I got a spam bot on Twitch.
Oh, no.
Asking if I want to be famous. I have to click their link.
Aren't you famous already?
No. Oh. All 13 people are going to love this episode. I set the bar low. But no, I've been getting a lot of support with the people that are doing it wild, but it's a lot of fun. But not about me tonight. It's about the Walk-In Art Center. So I personally have experienced the Walk-In Art Center a few times. I got to help renovate it back in my fresh out of high school days when I helped do the plumbing of the building. I've seen a lot of benefits, and a friend's wedding was actually in that building. Such the hall, for the most part, is beautiful. I've never really explored the rest of the building, just kind of the main hall and that hallway where you can kind of go and see all the classrooms.
Right.
I don't really know much about art. I just like it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't like I can doodle and do cartooning, but when I have to like color or shade, awful. But I want to get better at it. So maybe some classes can help me out. Yeah. But I just remember walking through and the guy's like, what are you doing? I was like, it reminds me of Beetlejuice. Remember how like people had like the sculptures. Remember in the movie Beetlejuice, how she had those words that ended up coming to life and moving around. I was like, these all look like Beetlejuice sculptures. Like, I don't understand what they are, but they look cool.
That's really funny.
And then I believe there was a woman in the area. I don't know if she still paints there or she's still doing anything, but her whole style was like Schuylkill County themed. Like, she had like a Gears iced tea carton painted, or she had
Missy Allen,
the courthouse.
Yeah.
And I was like, I always wanted her like a Gears iced tea thing.
Yeah. I have that in my office, actually.
I'm obsessed with Gears iced tea.
I have it.
Yeah.
It's right ahead of my wall of my
office. There's so many, so many talented people. And it's cool, like, that the Walk-In Art Center gives people the platform to do stuff like that. And a lot of the local business in the area are really cashing in on the local arts, because we have so many, so many talented musicians and artists, and just the art in general in our area is so over the top talented, and people aren't even really aware of it. I know, like, the Crimson House is starting to take local art and hang it up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
there was an art center in Pottsville at one point in time. It's now going to be changed to a brewery, I believe. They're going to put a brewery in that same location. But there's so much cool opportunity for art, and it's awesome. Yeah. I would definitely say you guys would be the mecca of like school county when it comes to the arts. That's the most known area that people are like, oh, I know they do art there, you know. Right. But now that the local businesses are bringing more people in, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, we are really trying to get out, extend our reach in the community, a lot. I have to say, I was really surprised when I moved here a year ago. I come from an area where the performing arts is big, like music, concerts, stuff is really big in the Williamsport area. Not so much like visual arts. There are artists, there are painters and stuff, but like no real gallery, not a lot of galleries, not a lot of like art exhibitions that people go to. And when I came down here, I was like kind of... I didn't know what to expect, for this area. I wasn't sure the demographics of the area. I wasn't sure what, like, people like down here. But I found out that there's all these arts groups in town. So there's us. There's the Arts Barn, you know, outside of Orwigsburg. There, the Arts at the Mansion that happened, you know, at the Yingling Mansion. And then there's a group in Pottsville called Block of Art. So, like, there's all these, like, smaller groups. So one of the first things I did when I got here is, like, I love collaboration with other groups, so I created this thing called the Schuylkill County Arts Consortium. So I had this get-together with, like, all of the theater arts people and all of the visual arts people, like, the leaders of all the different groups in town. So tried to get them together in one room so we could talk about ways to, like, share audiences and expose and collaborate a little bit. Like, for example, like, we always do this big holiday market at the Walk-In Art Center. It's always on the first Saturday of December. But, like, I want to incorporate local music into that. So if, like, even, like, the Schuylkill Choral Society, if they wanted to come bring their ensemble down and, like, perform at that market, like, so that it's just, like, their audience comes to my space, you know, people that come to the art center find out that there's this choral group that's really good. So any way that I can make that happen. So I just got everybody together and said, we're going to call it this Arts Consortium. We have a Facebook group where we try to share different things, or if someone's looking for actors or something, like, for example, I'm this coming Saturday. So on the 26th, not today, not tomorrow, but the 26th, we're doing this thing called the Princess and Pirate Children's Festival in 3K. Okay. So it's moms and dads and kids can dress up as princesses and pirates, and they run or walk a little 3K kind of thing. So it's like a healthy thing. Get your family out, do it together. But you dress up as princesses and you dress up as pirates. And then along the route are like individual people, individual like famous pirates and famous princesses that like are on the corners to cheer you on and stuff. So like, I know I talked to the Actors Guild of Schuylkill County, and they have a couple of people that are going to be the princesses. So, that's, you know, so like cool. The kids are going to go from one princess to another and like, come on kids, get going. And so, Yeah. And then we have like, you know, we have vendors there as well, and we have food trucks, and it's going to this children's festival, St. Ambrose Church. They're going to do kids games, like, you know, like carnival kind of games that you would have. And then the artists at the Walk-In are going to do art activities in the main gallery for kids. And you can actually like, we have photographers at the Walk-In that are going to have like a photo shoot too. So like after you run the race,
after you sweat 3K,
yeah, after you run, well, you can walk it. It doesn't very long, but after you do that, like you can go and there's like a backdrop that you can be like on a pirate ship, so you can like get. So there's lots of ways to integrate like art with like an activity that maybe just wouldn't be so artsy. So
yeah.
So that's going to be a lot of fun. It's a really fun day. It's a lot of people to organize to get that to happen, but it's going to be so fun. So actually we're taking registrations now for people who want to do the 3K, because if you complete it, you get a medal, and then you get either a tiara or a pirate hat, whichever one you want for finishing the race. But it's just a really fun day for
that's gonna
parents
be around,
to get out.
School Haven.
It's in Schuylkill Haven. It's right by the Walk-In. We're right on Parkway, so we have these big green spaces. So we're taking up the one in front of the Schuylkill Haven Police and the one in front of our building, and there'll be lots of vendors there, and it'll be like this nice festival that's happening down there on the
Parkway. So much
fun. Yeah, so we're trying to turn things up a little bit, and we definitely needed some kind of children's thing. So there's a lot of activities in this county, I've noticed, that involve beer or wine.
Guilty.
There's a lot of those. And I admit we just had, you know, there was just the one in Schuylkill Haven last
night. You
got to
spread the wealth, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of those kind of things, but there's not really a whole lot for, like, families that I've noticed. So I'm trying to add.
We like to drink,
bit.
You know?
Yes. Actually, let me tell you a funny story. This is funny. So I first get here, and before everything shut down, it was right before Easter, and we have a pottery ceramic department, I guess you could call it, at the walk-in, and these ladies like to do things, and we have classes. So this one lady comes to me, and she says she wants to do a class where people can just basically come in. It's like a paint-your-own bunny kind of thing. You get like a ceramic bunny. You do the painting. We fire whatever. And she wanted to call it Bunnies and Booze, and I went, why? I was like, why booze? And she goes, well, if you don't let them bring wine or something, they're not going to come. I'm like, oh.
Yep.
So I'm learning a lot about Spoonville County. You have to, like, paint and sips are really big here.
Yep.
Apparently, like, you could, paint and sips are always offered, and they're very popular. And it's just, like, something, it's just definitely a culture change.
I don't know if they're probably still a thing. I fell off at a lot of different stuff in the area because of COVID and everything. But right before COVID, like, I never thought I'd be into, like, pottery or, like, making stuff like that. And the mud maker in Pottsville.
Yeah.
So much fun. Like,
yeah.
I had me and my wife did it like 100 times. And then she's like, are you going to come? Because he had to make like gnomes. And and then it became like a fun, like to me, because I have to compete with everything. Like my wife's like, I'm like, my gnome's going to be way better than your gnome. Like, you know, and then we're like making our gnomes and stuff.
That's awesome.
I think we made our gnomes like really horrible and graphic and like like horror themed. And I think mine was eating brains or something.
That's
I don't
awesome.
Know. But it was, yeah, there's like I always tell people, if you can't find things to do in this area, it's your fault. Like, you just have to do research. There's so much cool things. Like, but I do like that you're bringing the fact that you can do stuff as families, like as family events, which is fun.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely thought we needed at least one. When we're
That's why I said, if you're going to have music, like, is there beer involved? Like,
can you have a concert and not have beer involved? I don't know.
You can, but it's...
Nobody will come.
Yeah. You'll get 13 people. Beer, sponsored by Yingling, starts marching in.
Like, let's go. No.
That'd actually be a cool little drive-in spot, too. Like, put a screen up there.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like, we'll not leave, like, a drive-in, but, like, you can sit and bring your chair and, like, have, like, a movie night.
Ah, very good idea.
Yeah.
We'll see if we can make that happen.
Or you just put on the side of the building, put like a giant.
Yeah, you know how much it is to rent those big screens, though? I have checked that out. Thousands of dollars for one night.
White sheet. This is cool county. You don't got to get super fancy. You just got to get the job done.
Just a big white sheet.
Yeah.
Well, get some, like, we'll have to get like our fiber arts ladies to like sew a bunch of white sheets together to make like a big screen.
But we just make it happen. You know?
That'd be awesome.
Like, people think you're in a studio right now. This is a terrible looking kitchen. That's all there's.
What? I don't see kitchen. I see kitchen nowhere.
Yeah. You got to work with what you got, you know?
That's too funny.
That's the theme of Schuylkill County, you know?
It is. Actually, this place, it is a little bit of a culture shock. It's like you don't realize how things are different until you move away from something. And I have to say, like, when I got the food here is different. Okay, so I knew what kielbasa was.
Oh,
like, I've had kielbasa and stuff. However, a lot of these other things I've never really heard of. So there was a church in Minersville that was having this, like, ethnic food festival. Yeah, they were having some kind of ethnic food festival and last summer. And it was a drive-through because of COVID, you couldn't sit in there. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to this and find out what this food is, right? So you go and I ordered, like, a halushki. And halupki. And pierogies I had before that everybody loves and I do not like. We'll get back to that later. And bellini things.
Bellinis, yep.
And
potato and grease.
And kielbasa. What else was there? Oh, city chicken, which isn't even chicken. So I got one of each of these things. And, like, other than the kielbasa, I didn't like any of it.
I'm not a big...
I didn't like it, any of it.
I'm not a big halupki or bellini fan. It's just a little too greasy for me. But pierogies and kielbasa, I could do that all day long.
Yeah.
Especially kielbasa. I love kielbasa.
Okay, the pierogi thing, now, I get it. I get what they are. They're, you know, pasta with potatoes inside. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I just don't, like, why do people love these so much? Because they do. It's like a cult thing.
Well, they're pretty much created and founded in Shenandoah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mrs.
T's, right. Yep. Okay, which is awesome. I see it, like, it's awesome that that's a thing that's here. But, like, everyone's like, oh, you got to put, like, onions and butter. I'm like, but... If you gotta put, like, onions and butter on everything, that doesn't speak real well for what's underneath.
Yeah.
And they're fine. I'm not gonna say they're not good. They're fine. They're just, like, everybody's, like, so crazy about them. And
it's a cheap thing. Like, you know, it doesn't.
Is it a cheap thing?
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't take much to, like, get, like, you can get a bag of them for, like, a very cheap price, and they're easy to make, and you can just like quick block party food where you can just throw them in a pan.
Everybody wants to make me like some. Well, you got to try them this way. I'm like, all right, you make them, bring them on.
Have you tried Boilo yet?
Yes, actually, that's fun.
Yeah.
We had some Boilo at Christmas at our holiday market. Again, can't have like an event without like some kind of something.
You know what's big in the area too? If the Walk-in Arts Center ever wants to do it, Boilo contests are huge in this area.
They're huge.
Where people like, they all bring their own, and you have like you get a panel of judges, or people like taste them, and then they have like little Boilo contests.
That'll be fun.
Yep.
That would be a lot of fun. Yeah, that's really good. I've had moonshine. Like, I've been to, like, Mainstream Moonshine in Schuylkill Haven. I know, like,
I haven't gone there yet.
She has a lot of different flavors and everything. And I was like, I always think of moonshine, you know, like 198 proof kind of like.
The TV show?
Yeah.
Guy looks at the bowl, like, that's about 120 right now. And then they stick the stick in, and like, it's 120 on the dot. Like, how did this guy do that?
It's like, I always thought, you know, like, it's some, like, really harsh stuff that's, like, made in backwoods illegally.
You're going to go blind if you drink it?
But no, it's actually really good, and you get all these, you know, she has all different flavors, and then you can make cocktails with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's good stuff.
She should.
So I need to get Boilo and pierogies together. We'll have a pierogi cook-off.
Kielbasa. Yeah, kielbasa.
You have to do that, too?
Like, no, when you had...
Have all three?
When you had kielbasa, where did you have kielbasa from?
Oh, I don't know. It was at this Minersville like church thing. So okay. I don't know what
so,
like, brand.
So the two
was,
heavy hitters but... are in Shenandoah. Shenandoah is like the king of the kielbasa thing. I mean, if there's anyone else in Schuylkill County who thinks you're good at kielbasa, you're probably okay. All right. But
so what are they?
Kevalonics. And I really like Lucky's too. They're both.
Now, how do you spell the? I think I've heard of this.
Oh my god,
place.
I have no idea. It's just K and then punch your keyboard. Yeah, Kevalonics. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I love. They're that's like the like if you try to go there like the day or two before a holiday, it's literally down the street, like the line.
Oh my gosh,
it's packed. It's hard to get
that's
in.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's a cool.
I'll tell
business.
You know what's really odd when you move to a new place. Like, for example, where I worked before, I used to run a theater company. So I worked a lot with databases, you know, like our customer database. I knew every zip code, every town within, you know, 50, 60 mile radius of Williamsport. And when you move to a totally new area, it's like people say, oh, it's up in whatever. And I look at them with blank. I have no idea where that is.
Yeah.
And then at work, if I need a zip code, like I actually have to Google zip codes, like not being able to like pick them off the top of my head, you know, for these random places. So it's really disconcerting. I'm just sort of like someone who normally knows all that stuff. So it's like, oh, it's out by New Ringgold. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Where's that? I don't know.
The thing with our area too, is there's like, I'm 34 years old and there are still towns in Schuylkill County that I have no idea their business exists because our area is very like closed off. So like if you were born and raised in a certain town, there may or may not be people in that town who've never really seen within 5 or 10 miles of where they're from.
Oh wow.
They like maybe Walmart and a mall is like the extent of what they do. But like when it comes to small business, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, oh, if I'm in Monty City, I only know my core group of local business and small thing. Like if there's an event, they don't really branch out. So for a long period of my time, we were always the one side of the mountain. So I was a Monty City Shenandoah kid. Like they were my two towns. And then meeting friends in Pottsville, like, I'm like, yo, Pottsville has some cool stuff. And then, like, wait, this is in school. Hey, like, I'm still, like, there's a lot of stuff in school. Hey, if I don't really know about, like, I have to, like, explore. And this is where this podcast is challenging me to learn more about other places. And
right.
it just kind of getting the people the understanding or knowing it exists. Because a lot of times, like I said, people are kind of close to their own little communities and they don't really venture out and see other towns' thing. There's the heavy hitters, but like there's like pizza shops and like people don't even know exist. Like if you're in town here, there's a pizza shop up the street called Anthony's that literally blends in with the houses. You don't even know it exists. And they have like really strange hours, but the people who know about it, they make their money in that little time frame because people flock to it. Or like Tony's in Girardville. Have you experienced a Tony's burger?
No.
Tony's, and what I'm about to say is going to sound awful as a review, but it's delicious. But when you walk in, this place has been there since my mom is a kid. And it looks like this tiny little diner that blends in as a house in the middle of Girardville. And the line will be down the street. And they make these burgers. And they do like quick cheese where they just slap. They don't melt the cheese. They throw a little bit of butter on the top of the bun. Then they make these things called screamers, which are like the hot bugs, hot burgers. And then people do a burger with fluff.
With marshmallow fluff?
Fluff, yes. Marshmallow fluff on a burger. Sounds awful. It's fantastic.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So like all these small things that a lot of people don't know about, but in our area, like just that small community keeps these places pumping because that's
awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome when people really like patronize their local places and they stay around. I have to learn the difference between what the north of the mountain and south of the mountain.
Yeah. A little bit of a rivalry.
Yeah. I don't know what that's about. But I do know that Interstate 81 on the top of the mountain is the stupidest idea ever. I don't know who planned that, but but the fact that you have to go up that drive to get up to the top where 81 is and then to come over here into Frackville is like, who put this road? This is terrible.
Yeah.
And I hear there's like accidents and stuff on it.
All the time.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have to go back down, but that's fine. I'm a good driver.
Wait, you came like through the Minersville, like come through like that way?
No. I came up the 61.
Okay, that's going to be all getting redone soon.
Yeah, and I saw where the mall was, you know.
R.I.P.
It used to be, it's still there, but
it's all factories now. They completely tore it out and put factories in. That was
there's no mall at all?
No.
Oh.
What the shell of the mall is completely gone.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought maybe they're just repurposing it for something.
No, it's like, that was a hit. That was a hit to the soul. I love that place. We had a really awesome movie theater up there.
Yeah.
Like, the mall was kind of falling apart, and then this company came in and put, like, a really, really nice movie theater and had a bar and, like, 21 and older. See, drinking.
Nice.
A 21 and older section where, like, you can go see a movie and bring your beer and food in. And
nice.
It was unbelievable. I had a drink on the menu. I was, like, a regular that much. Like, me and my, like, the Blackwell.
That's so funny.
And then, like, they would do drink specials based on the movies they had. So, like, mm-hmm. when Justice League was popular, like, Tony, you got to come up and help us make, like, different style drinks or, like, Batman style drinks or pop culture style drinks.
That's
I'd go up and just drink all day long and have fun.
Well, the loss of the mall is actually the reason that the Walk-In Art Center exists.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll give you a little history. So, the Walk-In Art Center is in the old Walk-In Shoe Factory.
Mm.
And even today, we get people that come through that say, oh, yeah, I used to work here. Like older people say, I used to work here. It was a shoe factory and stuff. So it stopped being a shoe factory sometime in the early 90s, I believe, and kind of was empty. And then our building also houses Evans Delivery. So they have all their administrative offices in a big chunk of the building. But when the mall went out, like, you know, when malls came to be back in the, like, 70s, when, you know, they killed all the downtowns of all these small towns,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, all the mom-and-pop shops kind of went away. Downtown life really changed. And Schuylkillhaven was one of those towns. It just, you know, a lot of the business left, a lot of empty storefronts for, like, a really long time. So when the mall went out, there's always an economic opportunity there to rebuild these small towns. So the Walk-In was started by Mr. Evans of Evans Delivery. He really, they had gone to places like Goggle Works in Reading, and there's the Banana Factory that's over in Allentown. You know, and they're art centers that were really instrumental in economically revitalizing that area. So he wanted to recreate that kind of thing. So we had a lot of interested people trying to get this place started. So we actually have one whole floor on one side of the building and on, like, we're kind of on the corner, and then we have a second floor where we have classrooms, and we have, like, a folk art gallery down there. But so we basically have this one whole corner of the building. And, we were able to put in this they made the big room, like, that you worked on,
mm-hmm.
which is the big place where we have weddings and we have events in there, and there's a bar, and we do a pretty good business, like, keeping that busy throughout the year with weddings.
Beautiful.
And everything, especially now. And it's very industrial chic. I mean, I actually just talked to the girls at the chamber, and I said, like, where in this area, like, if you wanted to have a wedding and you didn't maybe want to go to a church fellowship hall or a fire company, like, what are your options? You know, and there are some really great golf clubs. There's, like, Hidden Valley Golf Club, which is beautiful. And there's, like, a couple barns that have been renovated into, like, places, and they're awesome. They tend to be kind of pricey to go to those places. But our place is kind of different. Ours is sort of this industrial chic kind of place. Like, inside we have, like, brick walls. Like, you can see that it used to have paint on them, and you know, like, the pipes overhead are painted red, and, you know, it's kind of a real unique kind of look that you don't really get anywhere else. It's mm-hmm. sort of a New York garment industry sort of look in there, like when they renovate those big spaces. So so we do get a lot, and especially since COVID, we had a lot of weddings that were canceled or postponed, and now they're all like pushing them in. So we get a lot of calls to rent the space, which is good. It's really good for us. But it's great too, because it just brings a lot of new people into our space who go, oh my gosh, like I didn't know this was here. Because on the same level as our event hall, there is what we call the artist studio. I call it Studio Row. So if you walk down Studio Row, it's like walking down a little street, sort of, and you see all the studios on the side. And right now we have about 19 resident artists. So we have several photographers. We also have like pottery people and lots of painters and collagers. So, so you can kind of see, like they all have little windows, so you can kind of see what they're working on in their studios. And then we do classes on the second floor. So we have a classroom down there. We actually just added a classroom. We took up a little bit of the space in the main hall, and we made it into a second classroom because our pottery department is growing exponentially, because we had this really cool event in February, which was called the Super Bowl, where you got to come and you got to choose a handmade bowl. So these pottery ladies made 270 bowls, and you got to choose like a handmade bowl, and then you got to choose three soups, and you got lunch that day all for one price. So you got this nice little to-go package, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was on the soup. It was on the Friday before the Super Bowl, so we called it the Soup, S-O-U-P, herbal. And which is kind of cute. But because of that, like, we had a lot of ladies who were really interested, like, oh, like it would be really cool to learn how to do pottery and learn how to create things. So that department sort of kind of grew out of the space that we had. So I actually ended up having to build another room to put our fiber arts group in, because you can't put pottery in fiber, because when pottery evaporates, it takes the dust, and then the dust lays on the fabrics and stuff. And anyway,
doesn't work out.
They couldn't coexist anymore. When we only had a couple pottery people, it wasn't bad. But now that it's kind of growing, so
pottery's
anyway,
a lot of fun.
Yeah, so we're expanding. We're offering more services now. We're gonna have like more classes. We have summer camps coming up. So there's so many things going on at the walk-in, and it's just, and we call it the walk-in. I was told that people don't know it by that term, the walk-in, but like the, I think more and more
the
people
WIC, people call it like the WIC or whatever,
like
WIAC
maybe, but
yeah,
like
WIAC, yeah.
I just, more and more people I hear, oh, like you're down at the walk-in, like people just kind of, oh, that's what that place is. Mm-hmm. But it is officially the walk-in art center. Maybe in the, you know, next 10-15 years or so, we might like expand to be the arts and cover performing arts, but that's a long way off. That's my pipe dream.
Yeah,
if I have a goal, if I have a personal agenda, that's what it would be.
I think just the parking lot idea is going to really skyrocket a lot of things. I think that's a huge, because the thing is everybody wants to experience this stuff, but there's also not a lot of venues, especially for like music and arts, and like I tell, we have a comedy scene that's building up, but there's not many people that will give people an opportunity to do it.
Right.
So the hardest thing is just finding a venue who's willing to do it, but they're also willing to be like, all right, listen, I understand. Like, you have to understand, we have to make money too. But so you have like a lot of people like, we're just kind of starting. We don't know where we're going to be. We need a place to grow. And a lot of places are like, well, it's going to cost us much. And you're like, we can't afford that. You know what
right.
I mean? Like, we're an up-and-coming band. We just want to get good. Or we're up-and-coming comedy, or like open mic nights, you know? But there are venues who are like, yeah, we'll host it. Like, we'll make our money on beer and food. You just, here's a corner, go set up and have fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's good that more businesses are willing to do that, and there's more opportunity for people. I made a post the other day saying I might have a potential venue that people can come play music. And it was flooded, like, where, because they're so hungry for a place to play.
Yeah.
And do their craft.
That there's a brewery in town, a new brewery, I guess.
In Pottsville.
They have, like, an open mic night now, which is kind of cool. That's
Black Rock Brewing Company. And then we have another one opening up in a couple months called Pilgrim Brewing Company. So Pottsville's going to have two breweries. Well, three. Yingling.
Three.
Yingling, Black Rock, and Pilgrim.
Right. Yeah, that'll be awesome. Yeah, that's something I definitely want to do, like, when I do the concert series. Like, Yingling was great, and they helped us out with some product and stuff for this concert, but we need to like get some of the smaller ones, you know, to really like showcase their stuff. So like contacting
them.
That's
my goal. And I want to
see if they want to
come in. Your podcast with Yingling. Doing 3 years and no love yet. Yingling, show your, come on, man. Sing a beer.
That's great.
You're on my table like 100 times, you know?
Well, they built the town, right?
So, no, I respect their game so much. Love their beer.
Actually, it's the only, like, I'm going to admit that I'm not really a beer drinker.
No, not many people are. Are you like a spirits, like a spirits drinker?
I'm like a wine. I am a wine person, but
well, BlackRock is actually collaborating with Springgate, so there's actually it's a brewery and a winery.
Ooh, yep. That is exciting. Mm-hmm. I do like wine. I do like, you know, I like a nice semi-dry though. Like, I'm not a sweet wine kind of person. There's a lot of fruit wines around here, which is good. I mean, they're good and people love them. And like last night in Haven, we just had this wine walk and wander thing, you know. So there's like we had like six breweries, and people love it. They just like to go. Like the brewery stands were like
packed. I wish I knew that was a thing. I would have went down.
It was a lot of fun. So yeah, we need to. In this area, there needs to be some sort of really great place where you can. I guess it's true with any town where everybody can put all their stuff. Mm-hmm. So when someone says like, "What's going on in town?" or "What's going on in the county?" you know, like there's just like, on this day, there's this, and you're like, it just seems like everybody has their own like, you know, Facebook pages and everything, and you can put up events and stuff, but it's never. All encompassing. Like, yeah. It really just needs to be like somebody there. That's like, your next project. You should do that.
I know there's one called like the School County Bulletin Board. It's a Facebook page, but it's just a lot of people don't like. We have there's like 1,000 School County Yard sale pages. Right. Like 1,000 school. Like it's just it's like I agree. There needs to be that. The last time we had something like that pre-internet was Service Electric used to have the wheel, and people would like it was like a channel where it just like showed everything going on in the area.
Oh, okay.
But that's I don't think that's even a thing anymore. But yeah, I would agree. I think we need to find. Well, I know we're kind of like trying to do that, where we try to just let people know that things exist.
It's just really hard to get everybody together on the same.
Just collaborating.
And it's true no matter where you are, but like even in Schuylkill Haven, you know, it's this little town, but there are several different groups that hold different things. So there's there's a car show by the island, you know, the island Schuylkill. Like the island committee is doing 3 or 4 events this summer, and then the business association is doing a couple events, and then our Haven Foundation is doing a couple events, and then the borough has a couple. You can't just say what's going on in Schuylkill Haven and see them all in one place. Mm-hmm. And
did you ever work with Hot Rod Bar and Grill? That's a cool place.
No,
it's a really fun bar in town. They do a lot of music shows.
Where
and stuff
is it?
There. I don't know the street, but you come underneath the bridge, and it's more Cresona.
I was in Cresona.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, no, it's all right.
I was kind of mushed. Well, they're so close together.
Yeah. I don't know where the line is. Again, I'm new. I don't know.
Yeah,
I can play that new card for about 5 years. That's my plan. I don't know where that is.
So, what are some other future goals you have for the Walking Arts Center?
Well, I definitely do want to expand the education thing. I think that we need to get more kids involved in all ways. I think we do a bit of outreach into the schools. Like, we do have this project. This year it's called 783 Points of Light, where we have a different artist go into each of the county schools. I mean, even up here above the mountain. And they work with the art teachers and students to create these murals, which they can put them on their school. We're going to actually have this big exhibition of the murals before they actually get put up. Because the murals aren't... Like, people think that someone's out there, you know, like with a paintbrush and stuff. But actually, they're made and they're painted on these like odd kind of fabric stuff, and then adhered to the and they last for 20 years.
Really?
So yeah, kind of like paint them,
old like when they used to put the board like the billboards inside of buildings. It was like a cloth, and they would like
kind yes like kind of like
temporary
that.
Tattoo.
Yeah, but they last so much longer. Like, if you were actually to paint it, the weather would get it in a couple of years, and you'd have to do constant touch-ups and stuff. So. So we have that in all of the schools but one, so like 11 of the schools in the county, which is a good outreach. That was all kind of screwed up because of COVID, you know, and like the kids not being in school. But now that those things are going on, we have sort of ongoing relationships with all the school districts. And more are, you know, dropping the arts in some way, you know.
It's upsetting. So, add more to the football programs and take away.
Yeah, we definitely just want to like... have an alternate plan if someone is into the arts, and we don't want kids to lose that opportunity. Mm-hmm. So the schools naturally kind of go away because of budget cuts and funding and stuff like that. We want people to know that there are things to do with the walk-in. So we actually have several like initiatives which I really want to grow. So like I told you, we talk about this pottery group, clay group, and then we have like the fiber arts group, which they do like loom weaving and things like that. We have a teen creative that we had, of course, it kind of went away during COVID, but we want to get that like robust again. We have a photography group too. So whatever you're kind of into, We want to have like a.
I gotta get my photography skills up.
Yeah.
I have a really like that camera is pretty decent. I only use it for this. Like,
oh,
I,
okay.
I took a few shots with it, but I don't know what I'm doing. I just kind of like.
Oh, like, actually,
what's
we
an
have
ISO?
We have several really good photographers. Actually, we have one. Rebecca Donahue is a photographer. She does a lot of senior photos and things around, but she's actually been nationally recognized. She's in a lot of national photography magazines. Yeah, so she's really building up a nice name for herself here. She's kind of a young girl. And then we have several others. We have another group called Three Visions Photography, and you'll find them. Like, they do a lot of outreach. They go to a lot of, like, festivals and things like that. So, yeah. But then we also have painters, and all, we have a little bit of everything.
Fantastic. Well, yeah. if there's anyone listening who has arts in the area, contact either one of us. Like, this platform is definitely for people in the area to come and find us and come talk. I mean, you found us, which is awesome.
Yeah.
I'd love to come and set up at the Art Center one day, or maybe like experience
that would be awesome.
It. Maybe if you have like an event going, we can come and talk about it like the day before the event and do something. This door and platform is always open. Is there anything else you want to get out before we wrap up here?
No, just that I do have a couple events, if I can just...
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So, like I said, on the 26th, we have this children's festival. It's Princess and Pirate thing, so you can register for that online. On the 9th of July, we have a visiting every 2 months, mostly from the spring to the fall. We don't do so much in the winter, but we have a visiting artist. So we have an artist from out of the area who's pretty well known. We bring them in. And this one it's called Next Stop Schuylkill. It's a guy from Bloomsburg, actually, who took a lot of great photography of the trains of the coal region and stuff. So these are like really large photos and things of trains. So if you're a train enthusiast, if you're just a photography enthusiast, you can come out. So we're doing a happy hour Friday night exhibition opening on July 9th. So it's from 6 to 9. We're going to have live music. We have like a bluegrass duo that's going to play music for this. It kind of fits.
What are they called?
Chasing Rabbits.
I've never heard of them.
There's just two people. And they're going to play music because it kind of fits with the whole train kind of feel. And we have refreshments and wine and beer. It's all complimentary. So you can come out after work or whatever, you know, check out the art, check out the exhibition, have some free food and wine, and that's all good. And then, one I'm really excited about, it's August 1st, and it's National Girlfriends Day.
Oh, boy. I haven't had one of those in 5 years.
It's National Girlfriends Day.
Put a ring on it.
No, it's more about girlfriends celebrating their other girlfriends.
Oh, okay.
You know, so like best friend kind of day.
Like, empowering each other as women.
Yes.
Okay.
So we are doing the girlfriend experience, which... can have a completely different meaning if
you Google
know
that,
what I'm talking about.
That could be a bad search. Yeah.
Right.
Or
but,
good.
But that was sort of kind of the reason I chose it. I wanted something provocative. So it's called the Girlfriend Experience. It's a women's beauty and wellness expo. So we're going to have wine, of course, wine and chocolate. And then we're also going to have some vendors which have some female-scented things. I want to get like a massage, maybe people that do 5-minute massage chairs. We're going to have like a pound exercise class demonstration you can join in. We're also going to have a yoga thing that you can join in. Empire Beauty girls are going to come down. If you want to get your bangs trimmed real quick, you can do that, or get your hair trimmed real quick, or get your nails done or whatever. They're going to have like booths set up that you can do that. So it's just kind of a day to come for women to come. It's on a Sunday, so it's from 1 to 5 on Sunday, August 1st, which is National Girlfriends Day. And it's just going to be a fun day to come celebrate your girlfriends. We're also going to have our photographers there, and with backdrops. So if you and your girlfriends kind of want to dress in coordinating things and get some kind of silly girlfriend photo, we can do that for you too. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Another thing that's getting real popular is women doing like the Bordeaux shoots, where they go to a photographer. and they get like
very sexy,
really get their like confidence up and feel good about themselves. And and there's a lot of photographers in the area who are super talented at it. Female photographers too, if you're not comfortable with the male photographer.
Definitely, we have a lot of females. And then at the end of August, I'll just go to the end of August, because once you get into September, it gets crazy at the walk-in. But at the end of August, the last Saturday of August, we have Picasso, which is you bring your pets, and the pets do the painting.
The pets do the painting.
Yes, so we roll their pet, you know, their feet, and we let them walk on canvases, and then you can have a painting painted by your pet. But it's also a pet expo. So I'm looking to have like some maybe a canine demonstration, like a police demonstration, or a training kind of thing. And I'm trying to get one of the SPCAs or pet adoption places to come and actually have an adoption day. And awesome. Then we'll have like vendors who have like pet friendly kind of things. I'm hoping to get, still working on this, but hoping to get like one of the veterinarians to come and have like techs do like, you can get your nails trimmed. That's always something like I just want to get my dog's nails trimmed. I don't need the whole thing. I just need his nails trimmed. So, and then we're going to end it with a pet parade around the way. So Parkway, just around the loop, so people can bring out their dogs and it'll be like
love
a nice little
days.
Fun day. Yeah. So, so that's at the end of August. So that'll be a lot of fun. So I'm trying to think of some events to bring people in that maybe not, might not come to the walk-in. You know, for artsy kind of stuff. And just
now, if people were to reach out for this outdoor venue or anything like that, how would they get in contact if they had an idea to pitch to you?
You can give me a call at the walk-in. You can go online, find us at Walk-in Art Center, walkinartcenter.org. For a second, my brain just went walkinartcenter.org. My email is on there. You can also find us on Facebook. So facebook.com/walkinartcenter. We have a very active, and I'm always multi-posting events and things like that. So if you're on Facebook and you live in this area, you probably saw something that I posted of an event coming up. So you can always just give me a call and just ask for Jackie, and we can talk about something. What do you want to do? I can't tell you everything's going to work out, but if we can figure out a way to make it work out.
And all the links will be below. So if you look at the descriptions of this podcast, it will say the Walk-in Art Center. I have your Facebook, Twitter, and website linked. So it's awesome. Very, very easy for you guys to click and do all that. I want to thank you for coming on.
I
had
so much
fun. A good time. The platform's always open. I know there's 100 different community pages, but we have our IWEP Network community page and our Interviews at Everyday People community page. Feel free to put your stuff on there and let people know they exist. Let me know as well. And if you ever want to collaborate again and do some stuff, I'm always down to help promote.
Oh, I love it.
Promote and push
that
some stuff, and we'll definitely come out and experience and have some fun.
Great. Thanks so much.
Just make sure there's beer involved.
Of course. I've learned.
Well, thank you guys so much for supporting. Like I said, links below for everything we talked about are there. We do also have the Patreon, our social medias if you want to show some love, and our merch page. We just revamped both of our merch pages. We have two of them. We have a Teepublic and a Teespring. So if you want to get some merchandise with my goofy face on it or our new logo that we just came up with, it's all on there. Show some support. We love you guys to death. Remember, support your local arts and communities and let people know that they're doing good. You know, a big thing that I struggle with sometimes is I have the numbers are amazing and people watch and people are into it. And then no feedback. Feedback for someone who creates and that's creative is very helpful, especially because a lot of times when people do things like art and music and podcasts or any type of create content, it's a therapy for them. This is my therapy. It's a lot cheaper, maybe because the mics are expensive. But that little encouragement of saying, hey, I enjoy what you do, or you're a very talented photographer, or I love your art, or how can I purchase your art, makes someone who does this go so much further. And definitely support your friends who are into that and show them that kind of love. That'll do it for Interviews with Everyday People. We love you guys so much. Here's some Steve Fulton, if I can find the button, and we're out of here.
Awesome.